Now, I am aware when I talk about the financial crisis in South Africa that it's not quite as big a deal in this country as it is in the UK. In the UK, we are still right in the middle of it, not in the sense that we still have banks collapsing every other week, but we are coping now with the consequences in terms of a huge fiscal deficit. That fiscal deficit not, I should say, primarily caused by the government having specifically to rescue the banks, but caused by the fact that we had a huge drop in output and that the government's revenues fell very sharply because a very large proportion of those revenues came from profits in the financial sector. That's really the reason why we have such a big budget hole. So in the UK, where we are engaged in public expenditure, cuts and layoffs in the public sector, the financial crisis and why it happened is a much liver and sharper edged debate than it is here. But nonetheless, there are, of course, some interesting dimensions for South Africa. I met your finance minister yesterday for an hour or so. I asked him for a loan, actually, because we're rather short of cash just now. And he was very clear, of course, that South Africa was affected by the slowdown and, of course, is looking hard at how to restructure its financial regulation system in the light of the lessons learned in the crisis. The government has published a paper explaining how it plans to change and how it plans to alter the role of the Reserve Bank. So, in fact, these issues are quite current in the policy debate in Pretoria. And also, of course, South Africa is now closely involved because you are now in the key decision-making bodies that oversee the world's financial system in the way that you were not before the crisis. So since the G7 gave way to the G20, South Africa is a member of all of the exotic range of committees, Basel Committee, etc., who make all these rules. So soon, you will be responsible, and indeed, when the next crisis comes, it'll be your fault. almost certainly. I hope that's a comforting observation for you as we start.